guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about why women act like guys. But this way, we're going to put a little twist in it. This time it's going to be women proposing to guys and women acting more manly. You know, it's something, when I did a video a little while back and I was talking about when I was talking about guys that were, you know, really weak and they were kind of letting the girl kind of, she's the empowered one of the relationship and she's, you know, running the relationship. Then they end up with these kind of weak sauce guys and they're not very happy with the choices that they get. But some of you said, yeah, but they're still going ahead and they're still finding a guy and that guy's still finding a girl. So everybody's happy, right? Then we dive in a little bit about how women still want, you know, masculine men. Women still want guys that are powerful and in control, and they kind of lead the rudder in the ship. Even the girl power, yeah, girl power, they like this too. So I was looking around and I found why women are acting like guys, and more interestingly, that women are now proposing to men, and it's becoming a thing. And I thought, well, why is that? And I think a big part of it is because, number one, guys aren't asking, because girls have always kind of controlled the gateway to the fun in the bedroom, but guys control the relationship portion of it, which is, you know, are we going to get engaged? Are we going to get married? And that kind of thing. And if they don't ask, then it doesn't happen. But now women are having to take control because men aren't asking anymore. So let's read the story and then we'll talk about it a little bit. It says here, women proposing to men is still rare, but it doesn't have to be. From getting married at an older age, signing a prenup, we know that millennials are approaching matrimony differently from previous generations. But when millennials do get married, the vast majority of romantic relationships between men and women still follow traditional gender roles. However, it's starting to change. In 2017, a Tie the Knot survey found that only 61 out of 12,657 brides proposed to their groom, less than 1%. But searches for women proposing to men had skyrocketed 336% compared to 2017. I didn't find statistics any newer, but the trend still continues to be increasing. It's still not a large proportion, but even with it skyrocketing, and if it gets up to, say, 1,000 out of 12,000, that's still a higher percent. In fall 2018, Tie the Knot's sister site about proposals, previously known as How He Asked, changed its name to How They Asked. And they go on down. Let me find one of the examples here. They say, this uptick in women doing the asking and owning it is not really surprising. More and more couples are twisting or breaking conventional traditions in an effort to showcase their unique love story, values, and personality. Or it could be that the guy's just kind of a dinky wuss and he won't ask her and it's the best she can get, so she's got to ask him. That honestly wouldn't surprise me, because we hear so much about guys not really stepping up to the plate and asking the gals, and so, and the girls are taking control of the relationships again because they're being more assertive and guys are kind of like, So let's see if I can find one of the stories here. Right here. For others, traditional gender roles don't really have to factor in. There's no reason it has to be the guy who proposes, says Anna Groover, 29, an American who lives in Berlin with her Chilean fiance. We had talked about marriage before. I'd always been the one who was unsure. When I decided I was ready, I just went for it. She casually asked her partner to marry one day while they were hanging out at home. Ooh, how romantic. You sneaky gal, you. He said yes and immediately started freaking out about planning all the details. The guy freaked out, planning the details. That sounds sweet, doesn't it? What kind, again, that shows that the woman is kind of the more in charge and he's a little bit more on the feminine side, maybe I'd say. Just because what guy really, usually guys are like, whatever you want, just, yeah, whatever. Guys don't get excited about planning all the details. That's a girl thing. For some couples, the woman proposing is just what's best for the individual people, blah, blah, blah. We always wanted to get married. A general vibe of our relationship is very playful. So she said, she proposed to her partner by giving him a puzzle that spelled out, Brett, will you marry me, or Murray me, his name, during a night in. I love that I proposed and we both felt stronger than ever as a partnership since we got engaged. But do you notice Both women didn't buy him a ring, a watch, or anything, and both of them did it kind of casually, right? But I thought it's every girl's dream to have a big to-do about it. But obviously these guys weren't into it. So here's what's awesome. I would have said, wait, you're going to ask me on a puzzle? You're not going to go get me because I want a Breitling, you know, 3 months of your salary, Breitling gold watch, Super Ocean or something, maybe with a diamond bezel. You need to make this a special occasion. You know, I don't feel that you've gone out of your way to make me feel wanted or desired. You know, you're just making this seem like a casual thing. Why don't you do something special? I mean, it's almost as if you just thought of it off the top. Can you hear a woman doing that? Can you imagine if you turned it around and did it to a woman back to her? Like, well, where's my ring? Or where's my watch? I want a diamond watch, man. Come on. If you're going to do this, I'm worth it. Treat me like the princess that I am and get me my goodies. Come on. So it's obviously, it's kind of neat that the women ask, but then they don't give a gift or propose. And probably the guy had to go out and get the ring. But here's the real story I wanted to read right here. The Modern Man. Why do women act like men? Now, here's what's interesting. So we have Dan Bacon. And I had to, when I first read this, I'm like, oh, what's the woman author's name? And I scrolled back and it was Dan Bacon. And he has a YouTube link. And I said, all right, well, let's see about Dan Bacon. So I went to his website here and he's got almost 300,000 subscribers. But here's what I thought was funny about his videos. Listen to his thumbnails. Now, my thumbnails, they're sometimes a little bit different than the descriptions, but you only have so much room you can fit on a thumbnail. And you try to put, like, my most recent one, Taylor Swift, and something about her video. But you know what it's about usually reading it. Listen to this guy's thumbnails, right? Smooth move. A playful way to initiate first kiss with a woman. So many of his thumbnails sound like clickbait. Most guys never find out, ... 5 big secrets single women hide from men. Meet these women. How to get a girlfriend if you have no friends to go out. I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. 5 reasons why most women you like already have a boyfriend. Do this. It works. This is why. Do this with her. The next decade of your life. Most men will never know this. She wants you, but she likes you. They're all clickbaity stuff. So I said, okay, well, this guy sounds like a pickup guy, right? And it's obvious that, and some of his videos have, I don't know, 15,000 for his one 4 days ago. And then like his most popular ones have like 500,000. So he's obviously getting the clicks. I don't know how many genuine views go all the way through it, but he's getting clicks, but he sounds like very pickup. So I said, okay, this is going to be kind of interesting. Let's see what a pickup guy says about this topic. He says, most women, especially in the West, are now more independent and confident than ever before because they can survive, thrive, and prosper without the help of a man. See why I said, it sounds like it's written by like a woman author. The changes in women have brought a lot of benefits to society. Tolerance of others. A more loving approach to running a society. But it has also messed up the dynamic of women playing a more traditional role in society and relationships. Let's break this down a little bit, shall we, Dan? Tolerance of others. No. Matter of fact, if you look at most social media websites, if you look at many of the magazine websites, women are at each other's necks, right? Constantly. They're at each other's throats. A more loving approach to running society. Society is literally falling apart because women are just bulldozing through all of it and trying to change everything and things aren't equal and so on and so forth. So if you ask me, things are not going so well with the changes in society women have brought. The consequence of women having power and independence in modern world is many confused women are beginning to behave more like men than women. I agree with you there. So why do women act like men? Some of the main reasons are, women are no longer completely dependent on a man to take care of her and provide for her. Today's woman is more empowered, educated, and independent and can make her own money and take care of herself without the protection of a man. Very true. Very true. But even if they're not working and they're a stay-at-home mother, now they can also get child support and benefits from the state. So they don't need the protection of a man because they have the protection of government. Women are now in the workplace doing jobs that used to be done mainly by men. Doctor, true. Lawyer, very true. Politician, also true. All those have, I think in the case of some doctors, not surgeons, but some doctors, I think it's almost 50-50. It's very, very close now. Truck driver? No. Professional fighter? A few. Oil rig worker? Bruh. Not even close. Not even close. Next, you're going to tell me lumberjack? And, yeah, no, I don't think so. They do not take those jobs. There's less than 0.5% in an oil rig worker that are women. And they have to keep up and appear to be doing the job as well, if not even better, than their male colleagues. Okay, Dan. The divorce rate's still very high, so many women have to approach life more like a man and ensure that they are financially independent or at least capable of surviving on their own. Hmm. If that were true, why would between 70 and 80% of divorces be initiated by women if they have to be so independent or financially independent and capable of surviving on their own? I mean, they have to be capable to survive on their own, but since they are, they can initiate the divorces more often. Plus, they, in a lot of cases, child support and alimony. We've said that many times. So when you have a golden parachute, when you leave a relationship, knowing that you're going to be taken care of, you have all the power. You can leave whenever you want. It's not really acting like a man. Most men have to stick around because they're going to get shredded in divorce court. Many women have to raise any children by themselves and play the part of both the mother by being gentle and nurturing and the father by being the strong disciplinarian. Yes, because again, with such a high divorce rate and 85% of women getting the parental control over the kids, they can do both. However, most of the time, the strong disciplinarian doesn't come into play. And that's a lot of problems. That's why we're having problems with young people today. While women are getting stronger emotionally, no, they're just becoming bullies and bulldogs. Many guys are suppressing their masculinity and becoming confused about how manly they should behave around those strong, masculine women. No, we're afraid we're going to get accused of something we didn't do or get blamed for something and get sent up the creek. So now we're just so confused, we don't know what we should do, so we just go, I'm not going to participate at all. But do you see on the wording on this how I thought Dan might not be a Dan, but might be a Danielle? He says, here's the thing, just because a lot of modern women act like men in the workplace out of necessity to survive in our modern culture, it doesn't mean they actually want to be men. Women don't really have to act like men at all. As a matter of fact, women now have more of the benefits than men do, so that doesn't really make sense. The majority of women still want a man to be able to take the lead and do the more dominant one, or be the more dominant one when he first meets her, takes her out on dates, takes her to the bedroom, gets her into a relationship. Well, yes, more dominant because they want to be asked out, because they could get turned down if they ask somebody out. So it's easier to sit on the sidelines and just wait for a guy to approach. And then she can judge him, you see. She can say, you're good enough, you meet my criteria, or no, you don't. Secondly, yes, she wants to be taken out on a date, traditionally, because then the man pays. Then if she's not even interested in the guy, she can still get a free dinner out of it. As far as going to the bedroom, perhaps maybe she does want the guy to lead the role. But again, you better make sure she wants you to, or else you're in trouble. With the man being the more dominant one, it allows her to relax into being a feminine woman for him. Right. As a result of the clear masculine and feminine difference between them, the natural attraction will occur between the man and the woman. Okay, Dan. If you say so, buddy. If a man is unable to be more dominant than her, she might put up with a lack of deep attraction for a while, but she will eventually get bored and dump him. Yeah, or she maybe will ask him to marry him, and then he can be all excited about the wedding details. Again, what kind of guy, we don't really see, we see the sum, but a lot of women want to take the roles today. They want to be the ones in charge. They want to decide, is he good enough, not good enough? And if they decide to date, well, if they decide they want to date somebody else, they do that. If they want to break up, if they want to lie, cheat, whatever. So almost all of them get bored and dump him, no matter whether he's the one in charge or not. According to most statistics, women initiate divorce between 65 and 70% of the time, meaning that men only ask for divorce in 30 to 35% of the cases. Thanks for the math, Dan. You didn't have to do all of the numbers. Based on all of my experience helping men to get a girlfriend, fiance, or wife back. Ooh, Dan. All right, helping guys get a girlfriend, okay. Helping them get a fiance, bad move, man. You're just kind of signing them up for indentured like relationship. They're going to be on the hook. The way the laws in the court are right now, man, never, never, never sign anyone up to be a fiance. And to get a wife back? No, bad move, bad move. That's going backwards. You guys split for a reason. It's a lot easier to build a brand new house than to rebuild one that's half burnt down. That's why they tear down buildings that are condemned and then start from scratch. You don't rebuild a bad building. I found the number one reason for breakups is that the guy simply wasn't enough of a man for her. Oh, Dan. My friend, you. But again, if you look at his website, if this is really the way you feel, man, then all your crud is just clickbaity. It's just clickbait nonsense. Because again, now you're saying the man, what, you're not enough man for that woman. Come on, boys, step up. Man up. It's your fault she's not into you. This is old pickup stuff. Blech. He might have been man enough in the beginning, but he eventually became insecure and ruined her respect, attraction, and love for him. Oh, man, this PUA stuff. If you want a woman to feel attracted to you when you meet her and remain attracted to you in a relationship, you have to be an emotionally strong, emotionally masculine man. Okay. Back in the early 1900s, blah, 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 blah. All right, Dan, I don't think I need to read any more about you because you just go on and on and on, and I've already read everything I need to know about you. But here's a guy trying to explain why women are acting like men, and it's because the men aren't stepping up. And we know that society thinks like this. You can tell I didn't read through this article ahead of time. But this is how society thinks. Like, oh, men are afraid of strong, independent, vivacious women. No, that's just not the truth. Men don't want to be constantly in a war. They just want to have someone they can care for and love and relax and be around. But again, always butting heads. And here you have a guy that apparently, supposedly teaches men how to get their girls back and get girlfriends. But this is the way he thinks, is that, God, you're just not man enough, guys. The truth is, no matter how manly you are, Jeff Bezos, billionaire, divorced. Action movie stars, Arnold Schwarzenegger, pretty manly dude. Arnold Schwarzenegger was built. He was younger when he was married and divorced. Rich, he's divorced. Let's see who else. Brad Pitt, yeah, divorced. Who's manly, man? I mean, you know, how many do you have to go through? MMA fighters, firefighters, police officers, guys that work dangerous jobs, rich people, they're all divorced. So you're going to say it's the man's fault because they weren't manly enough in all these cases? Or how about maybe it's just not possible to keep somebody happy because there's always something shiny or more interesting over here. And I wonder what's going on with that. And because it's so easy to date for women because they have so many choices, whenever they get tired of vanilla with chocolate sauce, they decide to go have some mint chocolate chip, or they decide to go over here and have some, I don't know, chocolate cheesecake or whatever. This is, see, it's people like Dan that propagate this problem. It's not that men aren't able to rein in and be masculine and hold in these women because all these movie stars and everybody else would be able to hold them. It's because they're never satisfied, and they're always curious, and they always wonder what else is going on. So, again, this is just another example of why you can't play these games. Just enjoy being single. Enjoy dating short-term. And that way, when things start going not so great, or things aren't going the way you want, or, you know, whatever, whenever it goes bad, that way you can just dust your hands off and walk away and not have to get involved. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. Thank you so much for those that have. And of course, you can always support me by liking, commenting, sharing, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button as well. And check out some of my older videos. None of them are time sensitive. Guys, I'll leave it here. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Guess you're supposed to man up if you want to understand why women act like men. ¶¶